Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Two.
Well, I saw a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Jane Marie Mulvey is here. Jane Marie is a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know Now. And it's a practical guide that simplifies healthcare reform and regulations that are affecting you and your small business, your HR staff, accountants, all that. It's a very important book, and I encourage you to check it out. Jane Marie's former chief economist for the Small Business Administration and former member of a senior congressional health economist. Jane Marie, thanks again for staying with us. In the previous segment, we broke it down in terms of what the current case King v. Burwell is in front of the Supreme Court deciding on a very important element of the Obamacare, of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. This one case about exchanges in the states and exchanges in the federal states with federal exchanges, this could turn out to be a real weak link in the chain, couldn't it?
Yes, I mean, if they overturn the premium credits in those 30 states that have federally facilitated exchanges,
can we call them subsidies?
A lot of things
can
unravel.
Can we call them subsidies? You mind if we call them subsidies?
We can call them premium subsidies. Yes.
Yeah, I think people are used to hearing subsidies, and when you say premium credits, that first all we hear is premium, right? So
right.
I know your term is more correct, but out here on Main Street, we like subsidies. Go ahead.
It'll also have some effects on the employer penalty, because those 30 states, the employers cannot be penalized because the penalty won't be triggered. The only way to trigger the penalty is if they receive those premium subsidies.
Right.
So the penalty will go away in those 30 states.
So
if many might like that.
No kidding. But the thing is basically how if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the plaintiffs, which are saying that the federal government can't give subsidies to federal exchanges, the people who get subsidies in federal exchanges, if they rule in favor of those people, which would be against Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
isn't that going to basically collapse Obamacare?
Well, first, what will happen to the 8 million people getting the subsidies? Well, it won't be retroactive.
The eight million are just in the states.
Eight million in the federally facilitated.
Yeah,
that's just in
right.
those federally facilitated. Mm-hmm. The other states would still get it if
right.
nothing else changes.
But there are more states with federal than with the state exchanges, aren't there?
Yes, there's about 33, and those include what's called the partnership states, those states that have
mm-hmm.
partnerships with the feds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more than 30. So it's gigantic in terms of its implications. And then the question is, what will Congress do? And also, what will the Supreme Court do? There is an interesting twist to the Supreme Court. I don't know if you've seen this. It's called the Pennhurst precedents that
Mm-mm.
Judge Roberts has looked at. He was a clerk for during Rehnquist's time. And Judge Roberts may say that the ACA provided no clear notice to states that if they did not set up their own exchanges, their citizens could not receive subsidies.
Wow.
So there was notice.
The Pennhurst what?
Pennhurst precedents.
All right.
So the idea is that
haven't
the states
heard that.
Didn't
I haven't
know
heard
that.
That's news.
This has been talked about in the, you know, probably in the wonky press.
Right.
But if the states hadn't received notification that they wouldn't get premium credits, then is it fair to, you know, tell them, oops, now we can't do it?
So you think, and how did Roberts bring this up?
He didn't bring it up. This was in some news I've seen in terms
of it
his
is, so has it gotten linked? Leaked, I should say. Has it gotten leaked that he's looking into this?
It hasn't gotten leaked. I think some legal scholars have looked at the past and what Roberts has worked on and
right.
have.
So they think that the Pennhurst precedence is in his knowledge base, having worked on it before, and that it might come to play in this ruling.
It could.
Very interesting.
I mean, you know, again, you the way you do is you look at precedents, you look at prior cases, and this was a precedent.
So,
but who knows? It doesn't mean it'll happen.
But all right, so hold on a second. So one of the concerns is that the plaintiffs, or I should say the defendants, the government, basically, is saying, we really meant it to be everybody, not just the states. Surely you can read this and see that we wanted it to go all over the place. I mean, what would a reasonable man think, right? That kind of an argument. But
correct.
you're saying the Pennhurst precedents makes it such that they should have done belt and suspenders. They should have not only got the words correct, they should have, if they were going to say it this way, they should have said, okay, now we know it says states, but we really mean you too.
Well, then they would have to notify the states that
that's
they're
right.
not eligible.
That's
oops,
my point.
You chose
they've
this.
Got
you
okay.
should get it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So who knows? I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, but, you know, that is one alternative. The other alternative, they could overturn it, not make it retroactive, and turn to Congress to say, you fix it.
Now, just to remind people, the case was decided 5-4 against Obamacare in 2012 in the beginning. Roberts was given the assignment by the other four, including Kennedy, their conservatives include plus Kennedy, to write the decision. In the process of writing that decision, Jay Marie, correct me if I'm wrong, he flipped over to the other side and contrived another angle on the case and joined the minority and made it and legal and basically legitimized Obamacare. Am I correct?
Yes, technically he ended up calling the individual mandate a tax, and under a tax you can have federal mandate.
So has there ever been a time when nobody has any idea what's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, this is a really hard one to call.
I'm going to get Jane Marie to talk about the implications for you and me and our small businesses, either way it goes. And the Republicans' plan B. What is their plan B after these messages? 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.